Hello, and welcome to the Homeschooling and Loving It podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, your friend at homeschool.com and homeschool mom of six. Join us as we keep it real and chat about the ups and downs of this amazing adventure we call the homeschool life. So grab a cup of your warm favorite and a comfy chair and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to homeschool.com's Homeschooling and Loving It podcast. We are thrilled to have you with us again, and we're very excited about today's interview and chat. Today, I have a special guest with us. Her name is Karina Speltz, and Karina is a homeschool mom of two. She's a business owner, a marketing expert, and co-founder of Modify. And she has been a homeschooling mom for over 12 years. Kudos, yay. And she's passionate about home education, adapting learning styles that fit each individual child. And she is an advocate for helping and mentoring parents on their homeschool journey. Welcome, Karina.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So glad to have you. I'm just going to go ahead and jump into what we're going to talk about today. With the growing popularity of homeschooling, the wide selection of materials and resources that are available pretty much everywhere, we know it can be difficult for homeschoolers to find what they need, the basics really of what they need, and how to organize it, how to keep records. In fact, over the years, I've even had a lot of questions about what records I needed to keep at what, you know, place my children were at in their learning. And so today, Karina and I are going to talk about record keeping and this worrisome topic for some homeschool parents. And, you know, both of us realize that a lot of moms and dads are just not sure what's needed to keep these good homeschooling records. So it's our goal today to help clarify that, just what you need and what you need to maintain those good records. Do you feel the same, Karina? Have you found that to be true?
Can you repeat that again? You cut out.
I'm sorry. Do you feel like it can be confusing for homeschoolers and record keeping?
Absolutely. Yeah. And first and foremost, like, it changes state to state. So I think that's also where a lot of confusion comes in, is that it's not just a blanket recommendation or requirement across all 50 states for how a homeschooler is to keep their records. So I think that adds to the confusion a little bit. So I always suggest, you know, find your state laws, call your local superintendent and see exactly what record keeping things, you know, that they want you to have, that they might ask for throughout your homeschooling.
Yes, definitely. That's what we always suggest at homeschool.com too. That's like your first step, first stop, get those state laws fulfilled. So what other items have you found that are kind of the basic cornerstones of good record keeping for homeschool families?
Yeah, I think keeping adequate attendance. And I think in school settings, in traditional school settings, you know, attendance just becomes like this check mark. But for homeschoolers, we have lots of different options for attendance keeping. And so you can use like daily journals with a date. You can keep that list with check marks. There's lots of different ways that you can creatively keep attendance records. Another thing that is pretty standard is, you know, keeping a portfolio. And then also, especially as your child moves into high school, keeping those records that will then generate onto a transcript that they can use, you know, should they decide to go to college. So those are like the three mainstays, you know, and there's lots of other fun ones too, that we want to keep, you know, as homeschool moms for our own personal kind of mementos. But yep. For sure, those three, those are the top ones that I see pretty much broad across the board.
Right. And even with those three, you know, they're pretty deep topics. I get a lot of questions, especially Absolutely. About high school. You know, high school is a real big concern for a lot of parents. So with those top three you mentioned, do you have any suggested ways to keep track of those records?
Yeah, well, across our homeschooling career, you know, we used to keep binders and papers and books, and now we do everything on the Modify app. We put everything, you know, all of our activities that the kids are doing, extracurriculars, reading, media, like it, we put it all into this app. And it luckily for us now auto generates a lot of those records for us.
Wow. That's wonderful. So that the app sounds like it's a great way to simplify that process of record keeping. I know.
Absolutely. It takes the headache out of a lot of it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. With my six kids, there have been times where just keeping up with the records, grading papers, and I was not one of those moms who graded everything. You know, I kind of kept the grades for bare minimum. And even with that, I mean, I still felt like I was losing my mind. It was just, you know, a lot of stuff. Just
Many things. Yeah. Well, and not to mention, you know, I feel like beginning homeschoolers, especially if they're coming out of traditional education settings, they want to, we have this innate ability to replicate school at home. And so we're creating, you know, desk spaces and I, you know, I was the same, when my kids started, it was very much, you know, we had a school room and we had this space, and then it was like, it just felt so constricting to us. And so over the years, like we just morphed into different types and we tried different styles of homeschooling. And so I'm always advocating for, you know, listen to your kids, pay attention to how they learn, and be comfortable with modifying those learning styles. And that's what also record keeping comes into play, you know, because if you're doing kind of an out of box curriculum and everything's really laid out for you, it is a lot easier to kind of keep those records. Mm-hmm. But when you're educating in ways that's more hands-on, whether you're going to like museum trips or road trips, or you're watching documentaries, or you're doing science experiments at the table, and it's not so much some type of visual work that you're doing, it can congest all of that record keeping. And then you're just kind of scrambling, like, how do I show my records in a way that I'm not, you know, sending video and pictures and, you know, all of this, which I suggest keeping as well, but, and just being able to condense it into something that, an official would want to see should, you know, your state require something and they ask for you to submit certain things. So, so it's interesting to see along and parents that I work with, their homeschool journey, it's constantly changing the way that they're educating. And that's what was so brilliant about the Modify app, is it doesn't matter how you change the course of your learning styles with your children over the years, the record keeping stays very simplistic, you know, and it is very versatile and very robust to be able to meet the needs of any type of homeschooler.
Wow. That is great, because I have to admit, I mean, I love doing all of the hands-on, all of the more practical ways of homeschooling. I mean, that to me is, you know, why I homeschool, because it's so freeing. It's so motivating. But those are places where it's difficult to figure out how to, you know, how do you translate a trip to the museum into something that you can keep an actual record on, you know, like a grade or a, you know, something that you can track that translates to a formal record. So I love that. I love how, what you said, that the Modify app allows you to adjust. So, you know, that's another thing. As homeschool mamas, we know there are every different type and shade of homeschooler out there, and every single one of us is different, aren't we?
Yes. So absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's awesome that it allows you to track for that flexibility for whatever style or method that you're homeschooling. So can you,
absolutely.
Can you give us a little bit of a explanation of how the app works and how you can use it, like within your daily homeschool routine? I mean, is it something that you just kind of whip out and do, or do you need to like wait to the end of the week? Just kind of give us a a lowdown on how it works.
Yeah. The nice thing is that it has that flexibility too. You know, if you're a record keeper that it is very, you know, quick and prompt, I guess is the right word to say, or if you like to just kind of do your things throughout the week, if you can keep a mental record of it and plug it into the app, you know, at the end of the week, I think it really depends on your lifestyle, how many kids you have for sure, because nobody wants to think about like having to remember all of those things if you have multiple kids that you're educating. But the app itself works based on parent profiles and then children profiles. And both myself and my co-founder, Annie, we really did gravitate towards the unschooling style and the interest-based learning approach with our kids. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, as they grew and they were moving into middle school and high school, we also kind of wanted to put them in the driver's seat of their education, which is why the Modify app works on both a parent standpoint and then also the student side. Because as your child grows and they have their own device, and if they're, you know, out at the zoo with their friends or they're doing some things that, you know, very much could qualify as an educational experience, then they have the app on their phone and they can plug in that activity as well. So they're tracking and you're tracking. And then it also works, you know, if you have younger kids, we start you out as having a student profile right away. That way you can modify it, adjust it, and record keep everything on the parent side. And then when your child is old enough to have their own device and be tracking their own, their student profile is already set up. It's ready to go. So it's based off of the end game being keeping a portfolio, keeping your records, and also being able to generate that transcript at the end of their high school education. So we are going in, creating a course, a traditional course that would be, you know, anything that you would see on a transcript, English, math, history, science, art, any type of extracurriculars, and elective type things. And you're creating those courses very officially. And then you're going in to those courses and creating activities. So for instance, in my daughter's history course, if she watches a documentary on, you know, World War II or something like of that nature, she can log that activity into her history course. At the end of the year, once we have, you know, X amount of hours, you set all those parameters when you're creating the course, you know, how you're going to grade it, how many hours are going to be required, if you're going to do tests and quizzes and assignments. So it's very flexible in that regard. She would then take her 2 hours, say, of documentary watching, and she would create an activity. It would store in her history class. And then at the end of the year, once she's met all of those requirements that I set the parameters for at the beginning of the course, then I would be notified that the course has ended. I would then grade it to say, yes, these all qualify. And then it would generate automatically onto her transcript based on, again, the parameters that I set when creating the course. So there's a lot of features, and that's just one of them. There's also a portfolio feature that allows you to take photos and put into a portfolio. And then it's kind of, we designed the portfolio to be a little bit more of like kind of a journal in a sense, where you can submit photos and then you can put captions in, so you can kind of record the different activities that they've done. And then also the nice thing, the sweetest thing about Modify that I love the most is that all of these records are generated into PDFs with just one click of a button, and they generate into a PDF, and then you can either save them and email them onto who needs them or print them and keep, you know, some sort of keepsake for your kids. So there's a lot of different features, a very, very robust app. And the goal was to really just give homeschoolers the flexibility to educate in a way that fit their lifestyle, fit their child's learning style, and then also be able to satisfy, you know, those record keeping requirements state to state.
Yeah. Wow. As a homeschool mom, I'm pretty impressed. Pretty.
Thank you.
So I liked what you said too about how it just rolls right into the transcript. So within Modify, do you have transcript, like a transcript document that is created?
Yes, absolutely. So when you go in and create your parent profile, you'll also be prompted to set up your, you know, your homeschool information. So you have the name of your homeschool. We even went as crazy as being, having a place where homeschoolers, if they wanted to design their own homeschool logo, they had a homeschool website. So you can, because I know a lot of parents, you know, they'll make it kind of an activity for their kids to create these things. And so that has all of those cool little features you can use or not use. And then at the, you, when you hit to generate a transcript, it generates it in a standard transcript. It generates into a standard transcript that also has room for your signature. And it's very official document. So we built that based on, you know, just standard tradition, public school type official documents. So that when it's time to submit into college, or, you know, some parents also go from homeschool to public school. And that's why the transcript goes from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. So you can print that transcript and submit it when you're, you know, enrolling your child into public school, if that's, you know, what you need it for. So it's really, awesome. it's kind of a really cool feature. I'm proud of that one for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You should be. So what about like extracurriculars? Is there a way to track those within the app as well?
There is. So if you are a homeschooler that does, you know, core curriculums and extracurriculars, there is a way to track that. There's also a really cool goal setting, goal feature on there where if, for instance, if your child's learning piano and they want to learn how to play Mozart, they can set a goal to say, I would like to learn how to play Mozart in 3 months, and they can track that goal. But back to the extracurriculars, you know, if they're doing something, I know for us for homeschooling, everything we do kind of goes towards the core education. Yes. But there are some homeschoolers out there that, you know, if your child's in ballet or something, you are counting it more as an extracurricular. So you can track those separately. Those extracurriculars will generate onto the transcript ungraded. I don't believe there's a grading option on the extracurriculars. It's just more of a tracking to be able to show those kind of portfolio features, especially in high school, if your student's doing community service work and any of those things that would kind of beef up their transcript and their portfolio when they're doing college submissions. Yeah, it's all there for you.
Awesome. That is actually what I was thinking of when I asked about extracurriculars, because that is an area that I tried to use for my students as they got to high school and then were applying to colleges. Mm-hmm. I tried to highlight some of their strengths in that area, you know, community service or whatever it might be. So that's,
yeah. Yeah. And you can also track those, you know, if a child wanted to show them as extracurriculars on their transcript, but then also use them towards their credit hours for, you know, say PE or something, if they're doing ballet and they wanted to structure it as an extracurricular and then also create that activity to then generate their hours on their transcript. It's very multifaceted and flexible for them to be able to do that as well.
Great. That's great. Okay. So can you help our listeners find the app? Where is it located? Where can they get it? Where can they learn more about it? And maybe even tell us does it cost anything, or, you know, just give us some more details as we wrap up today.
Yeah. So Modify is on both Apple and Google app stores. So in the iOS and Google Play Store. You can also get it from link to it from our website, which is modifyedu.com. There's also a ton of homeschool resources. We keep blogs. We have all of the state laws on there. So if you want to go and take a peek at, you know, what the laws are in your state, that's all available on our website as well. And the cost for it, we have tried to keep it reasonable and affordable for homeschoolers. So the cost is $4.99 a month or $39.99 a year. And that is for the entire household. So you don't pay that per user. You pay that for your parent account and then any of the student accounts that you have, so that it works. If you have one child, or if you have 8 children, if you have 10 children, we want you to be able to have them all, you know, under one account. So we've tried to keep it very reasonable and affordable.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you talking to us about Modify today and how to keep good records for our homeschoolers. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Of course. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
I was definitely wowed by Modify. So I'm going to check it out myself. Want to thank all of our listeners for joining us today and encourage you to visit Modify's website or check them out, download the app. And until next time, here's to homeschooling and loving it.